The Long Moonlight by Razorfist.
Overview.
Xerdes is a rogue, master thief, who does the job based on his own set of rules, using a particular set of skills. Then she had to walk through the door. Now Xerdes is being pressured to join a band of master thieves who are looking for the final big score to end it all. Surely, nothing can go wrong. And of course, don't call me Shirley.
Review.
Pulp noir in a world of magic with an anti-hero who has enhanced abilities that may be supernatural in nature? Sign me up. While not feeling exactly like The Shadow, there are certain magical elements in this fantasy world that are reminiscent to it. The plot points holds to a Sam Spade-type pulp detective novel with an honorable thief in place of the detective. The femme fatale and the honorable official detective and underworld crime boss and stooges all show up. The story is part mystery, part heist, and part revenge, with about four different plot focuses. While operating as a novella, the story does not seem short. I believe this is helped by the use of the author's prose. While not being your typical detective noir slightly over-the-top cadence, there is the style that is intentional and unique. While some may see this as the author attempting to exhaust a thesaurus, most others would just call this entertaining. I quite enjoyed the author's use of the style and language choices. The choice of words isn't coming from someone thumbing through a college dictionary for any word. It's a deliberate and adds to the slightly over-the-top story with a fun entertainment style. Not everything fell into perfect explanation for me. There was a plot turn that I didn't quite get, which is almost most likely an error on my part. Some of the magic of this world wasn't explained enough. This also included possibility that some magical elements of the main character, Xerdes, becomes shadow-like and a master of his craft. An interesting side character, Cuggins, is a great addition to the story as almost the Commissioner Gordon-esque noble detective. However, he isn't quite the cat-and-mouse foil, nor does he make a serious impact on the story until about the last part of the story. For a bigger story or a bigger part in the next novella, this detective who works within the system would be a great character to follow, especially in a fantasy setting. Overall, the prose extends the life of the book, and the character provided a good small target to keep your focus on. The unique storytelling is a different type of setting, adds to the uniqueness, even for those of us who aren't that big of fans of fantasy. There is enough here to at least pique the interest of an indie supporter, and I would definitely check out another in the series, continued or expanded. Final grade, A-.